They were our responsibility. They followed our instruction. They ate the food we bought, they rode in the vehicle we purchased, and they slept in the house we lived in. You have been purchased by God. You are brand new. You are a new creature. And you are not under any obligation to anyone but God to obey and do what he said. Anybody outside of that, they have to get my permission or his permission. Let me make it plain what I'm saying. If they were going to take our children, someone going to take our children somewhere else, they had to get our permission. And we didn't release them in anybody's hand. They didn't go to anybody's house. You know how some parents do, just send them to anybody's house to get rid of. Are y'all in the house today? Why did we do that? Because we were concerned about them getting the right thing. We wasn't just concerned about when we was in the bedroom getting and making them. That's what most people, that's all they're concerned about, how do you make them? And after you get them made, you don't want them. So, you know, we'll get to that later on. You know they'll make them anywhere, car seat, hotel room, in the wood well. But we'll get to that later. But glory to God. So he said, we stopped here. We were made a brand new creature. One that never existed before. We were not born into sin. Listen to what I'm saying. We were not born into sin, but we were born free from sin. Say that with me. I was not born into sin, but I was born free from sin. Therefore, you don't have to say this. Sin or evil never comes to add anything to your life to make you better. When sin shows up, it's not coming to help you. Or it will present itself like, oh, I'm going to show you how to get farther in life. That Joker guy is set up for you to destroy you. A drug dealer never sets out. He tell that other fella that he want to employ or bring to or bring on his thing to help him distribute his drugs. He promised him all those good things, but he never told that guy, I'll kill you dead, you mess with my money. But how many got killed like that? Now he was looking at all the money he was going to make. He didn't know when he screwed up that man's money, he gonna kill him. Sin will never tell you the truth. Never. It just make you false promises. Some you can't get out. Some you, God mercy gets you out, and some get so far gone and they don't get out. And that's why we're in the trouble we're in. If we had leaders and mature members in the body of Christ will stand up and preach truth and teach and train, we could change things. But too many of them are in there for their own selfish gain. Hello? Hello? But I want to tell you this. Let me finish this statement here. Sin need to be recognized. And when you walk by faith, you walk in love, you will recognize sin's operation. Hello? Hallelujah. Romans 6:23. Have they been putting my scriptures up? I ain't seen one yet. Oh, they've been putting them up? Okay. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin, now listen, for the wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Listen to this. Go ahead, if you can get James, put James up. James 1:13. If y'all can get that up there. I'm getting close to my time, so I'll have to move on. James 1:13. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. What is sin? Now let me ask you this. What is the wages of sin? Anybody know what wages is? That's what you get paid. When you serve sin, that's all it can pay you. If that's what you want. Now, why would you let sin hire you? Why would you allow yourself to be employed by sin and you know what it pays? We go to different companies and business, and some of them pay different amount of wages for your work. And if the one that paying $4 an hour and one paying $20 an hour, which do you take? Well, I just take the $4 because as long as I'm making some money, that's all I care. You don't do that. Now, why would you be that ignorant concerning sin then? You know what it's paying because they told you. And God just told you what sin pays you. So you're well educated. I know. So let me go on. Have you got it up there yet? So it says what? Let no man say when he is what? I'm tempted of God. See, God don't even tempt you. So you can't even accuse God. Well, God, you tempt me. You know, the girl, the boy, the person or the people that commit fornication. Well, I got tempted. Who tempt you? Who tempt you? God didn't, because he don't tempt no man. Y'all just sitting there looking at me. That's all right. He said, God tempt. Let no man say when when I'm tempted of God. So don't, if you're a child of God and you in there, God didn't do it. You know, I said a girl or a boy, you can be a single man or woman. He said, for God cannot be what? Tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man, woman, boy, or girl. But every man is what? Tempted. When? When he's drawn away of his own lust, when you depart from what God has said and doing what God has instructed you to do, you're drawn away and you start lusting because Satan got access to your flesh, whether it be sex, sin, sex, money, food, or position, or power. Because that's what called you to steal, because you was lusting after that money. Uh-huh. Y'all know I'm telling the truth.